I mean, that play was crazy too. Just being on the court. I mean, I thought Trevor was going to have a wide open layup, and then Zay Freeney came out of nowhere, blocked it, and then luckily Drew was right there. And, you know, I kind of started backpedaling on defense after I passed it to Will, and I just found myself kind of in the right slot, just by the logo, and started, you know, running my way towards the line. And yeah, I mean, Drew kind of saw me immediately and just tossed it to me. And I mean, that's a shot. I mean, honestly, that shot was, I mean, I like to think I make that more times than not.
Welcome back to another episode, Not Even D2. I'm your host, KJ Allison. Here are my co-host, Neruda Perdomo. Fire episode, second of the week. Good shit, bro. But there's some games tonight. We're going to drop this tomorrow after we're done recording. So the result's going to be live and fresh, bro. Who you rocking with? We got Bama and Duke, and then Texas Tech, and who they playing?
Florida.
Yeah, facts. Who you got?
I mean, I'm not picking against the grain here, but I'm going to pick the two number one seeds, Duke and Florida. I mean, I feel like with Duke, Cooper Flagg is, bro, he's legit. Like, watching his game, like, he just plays the right way. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's aggressive when his team needs it, makes the right play. Like, bro, there was one play the clock was winding down, and it looked like the possession was going nowhere. He did like a spin or something like that. He spun off his defender, and it looked like he was about to float it, but he threw a lob to Malawach. Malawach grabbed it, but he missed it, bro. He missed the dunk.
I remember, yeah. Coop can pass, bro. People don't not even talk about that. He had like six dimes the last game, and they were like legit assists, not just like, you know, open reads. It was like, yo, he just made a fire play, and that's an underrated part of his game.
OD. And like his play out of post-ups, like, he always makes that like correct skip pass too. Like, I see that from him a lot of the time. So he's just a great basketball player. And then for Texas Tech, Florida, like, they, bro, I'm not gonna lie, like, Texas Tech was scaring me against Arkansas. You know what I mean? Texas Tech, like, they were down most that game, bro. You know what I mean? And I don't bet myself, like, I'm not into that, any of that stuff, but some of my boys back home and stuff like that was asking me what I thought. And I told them Texas Tech, and they almost sold my boys some money. Again, I don't bet. I do not bet. I don't like it. I like keeping my money. But it's just crazy. And then Florida is elite, bro. Like, I think Walter Clayton is the best guard in the country at this point, bro. He's OD. And Iona guy, too. He came from Patino at Iona.
That's so crazy.
So
I was talking about this the other day. I'm surprised that he didn't stay with Patino, like, just following wherever he went. But
he's from Florida, I think. That's kind of
But he went crazy at Iona, but now he's even doing even better at Florida.
What are your picks?
My picks, I'm rocking with Bama all the way. I've been saying I think they're gonna win the Natty, but this Duke is the best overall team. I just think Nate Oates' offense is crazy, bro. Like, so fast paced, and I think Mark Sears, he's neck and neck with Walter Clayton, bro. Like, people that when they get hot, it's just like nothing you could really do. And Mark Sears actually real point guard too. So I think just him being able to play fast paced, and Coop is OD, and I've been saying this, but I think Grant Nelson is low key like a good matchup for him, bro. Two white boys about to be going at it. It's gonna be a good game. Other game, I'm agreeing with you. I got Florida, I think Walter Clayton is just too OD. But Texas Tech, bro, they just, like, I know that you said they were scaring you against Arkansas. Coach Cal had Arkansas ready to go, bro. I don't hold that against them, but I just think Florida's too good. Like, even guards off their bench are like, yo, they really, like that, bro. So I think both are going to be really good games. But, yo, are you paying any attention to the girls' side or not?
Nah, honestly, I'm not.
Nah, I feel you.
I just know TCU made it. Like, I was tapped in with Haley Van Lith because she's a buck, and I know they made it to.
They just got done playing. They won it. Haley Van Lith had like 25.
Yeah, she's OG tough, bro. So that's kind
of. I need you to watch the Elite Eight so that we could chop it about that in one of these episodes, bro.
I got you, brother. Man, that's my fault. I should have been. I know you big into that. So I should have been ready, bro.
Nah, you good. But let's talk about today's episode, bro. We got Henry Vedder. Henry Vedder, really a basket, bro. I'm looking at his stats, and he's had two back-to-back really, really good years. Like, was he first-team All-Conference last year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so that's back-to-back first teams. And Trinity's – he was point guard Trinity basketball. They just won their first national championship. really good game against NYU, which we're going to talk about. But we, at first, if you've been listening, we wanted to just get Henry in like the last slot of the or the last segment of the show where we just interview a player that had a good week for like 5 to 10 minutes. But you called it. I was like, bro, there's too much to talk about with Henry. And it's true. So we made this into a full episode, bro. Really good conversation, mostly about like this tournament run for them. But I want to hear your thoughts just talking to bro, getting him on the episode.
Yeah, definitely solid dude. You know what I mean? Obviously, we played against them last year. They, you know, beat us pretty good. But Henry was, you know, I thought he was leading them, bro. I mean, you know what I mean? Like I said in the episode, like he was hitting tough shots. Like I remember one shot, like it was like a pound dribble in the midi. And like it was like a fading one leg shot. And he shot it over Griff, who's a great defender, banked it in or something like that. And I was just like, I mean, he's good. And obviously he got the strap. You know what I mean? He could shoot it. And, you know, Trinity is just a great team overall, bro. So I wanted to hear just the insight of the team, you know, their team dynamics, how they became what they are. And I don't know. It's kind of interesting, like the NESCAC, bro. I was actually talking about this with Coach App. Like a team like Hamilton goes 4-6 in conference or something like that, 4-9, whatever it was, 4-9 in conference and is bottom of the conference last year. But this year they're a top 4 seed in the NESCAC. You know what I mean? And like they made it to the tournament on a bid.
And so like flip, like Williams, yeah, last year they was OD and then, yeah, no shade against them, but they finished like towards the bottom this year.
Yeah. So like that's just how it is in NESCAC. And like even like Wesleyan, like they had, you know, a solid year the year prior to this year, but they blow it out the water going like what, 30-2 or something like that. They're like, so they were winning the mad games and it's just like, you know, NESCAC is a great league, bro, and it shows how much it can fluctuate. But definitely a great conversation with Henry. I'm excited for the viewers to get to know bro and just hear that conversation.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wesleyan was, whatever you just said, 30-2, I think, and their only two losses were to Trinity, bro. That's really tough. And we talked about that game in the Final Four because, like, bro, I don't – like, NESCAC championship is a big deal, but when it's in the Final Four, I feel like the magnitude of that game is just way more important, bro. Like, this is really, like, what your legacy depends on. Like, if you win that game in the playoffs compared to, like, NESCAC, I feel like it just adds way more to your resume. But I just wanted to make one point about, like, Trinity, bro. And Henry, like, really exemplified the importance of this, of having, like, a complete program, not just, like, the basketball program, but the athletic communications department. We was talking about this off air, but, like, their social media team, it, like, I'm not going to say it, like, makes them play better, but it definitely, like, he was saying it makes us feel good. Like, we got someone at our games all the time, like, putting out content of us. It's that. It's their athletic training department, their strength and conditioning. Like, I feel like some Division III programs, they just worried about, like, let's get the best coach or something like that. They're not worried about the whole program. But Trinity is a great example, and it's, like, leading to consistent success. I know they didn't win it all last year, but Final Four appearance, that's tough.
Bro, and like the athletic department in general is just like top of the top. Like, I'm pretty sure they were in the contention for the Director's Cup last year, which is like all the D3 schools combined, like their athletics and stuff like that. Like, women's hockey was elite. I think like field hockey is elite over there too. So it's just the whole AD department as a whole, but I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's a good shout. And last thing, like, yo, last year, I'm looking at it, Henry in the Final Four against Trine, he was 1-for-11, bro. I feel like he was talking about, like, just getting used to, you know, being in that atmosphere in the playoffs. Like, he didn't have his best, like, against Calvin last year. He was 2-for-16, and then against Trine, 1-for-11, bro. So he didn't have his best stuff last year, but it was just, like, another year of work, being under Coach Cosgrove. And that really, like, he was a killer in the second half, made the biggest shot, which we talk about all of that. I don't want to make this intro too long, bro. Really good episode with Henry. Make sure you subscribe. Go follow us at Not Even D2 on all socials. Just made a TikTok page. Got to get it over there and go follow that. But let's hear from Henry better.
All right, we are here with NESCAC Trinity guard Henry Vetter. How you feeling today, bro?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be here.
Of course. Yes. We got to add a national championship to that, too. My fault, bro.
Yeah.
How have the last couple of days been, bro? Talk to us.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Definitely a lot of good buzz on campus. I mean, that was our first national championship for the basketball program. Obviously celebrating a lot with my guys, with our teammates and coaches has been great. You know, just knowing that, knowing all the hard work we put in, is special to share with those guys. But also, you know, we got a lot of supporters, a lot of people who were watching us, you know, from home or whatever over the weekend, and tons of stuff. I got professors and stuff who know what's up. So that's cool. Just for them to, you know, be in the loop. And I think, yeah, I mean, it's nice too, because it's spring, you know, so the weather's starting to get nice and, you know, there's good vibes on campus all around.
Word. Yo, I was wondering, what was that night like? You don't got to go too specific, but you guys had a good time after the game?
Yeah. Well, we were in Fort Wayne, so we weren't on our home turf. But, you know, all the parents and stuff were there, and, you know, we had a good time in the hotel lobby, and a few of us went out to dinner and whatnot. Like I said, good vibes all around. Everyone's super excited. Everyone's just in a good mood. And, you know, we had a ton of family there. Pretty much most of the guys on the team had some family members there, and Coach had some former players of his there, some former teammates. So there was a big crew, and yeah, the hotel was nice. We did a good job celebrating there and, you know, just taking it in. And then, you know, when we got back to Hartford on Sunday, that was obviously a pretty, pretty special day. I mean, a lot of the campus was excited, and it was a nice day out. So yeah, it was definitely a good welcome back.
That's awesome, bro. Enjoy these moments, my guy. I mean, you know, they kind of fly by, bro, as I'm sure you're kind of realizing with these days kind of going so fast. But, you know, you're talking about Trinity, just the program in general. It's always been a really good program in the NESCAC. I mean, we talked to Coach Joe Riley. He coaches at Wesleyan, and he went to Trinity, and he was a great player at Trinity, bro. But, like, one thing, like, outside looking in, right, you guys were 16-9 your freshman year, and you had a good freshman year yourself. I'm pretty sure you were NESCAC Rookie of the Year your freshman year. But the following season, you guys go 30-3. Like, and you guys go to the Final Four. And from the outside looking in, bro, that's a crazy jump. So I'm just wondering, like, if you can give the viewers and us, like, an insight into the process, what went into that crazy season, the work, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, my freshman year, we honestly had a really talented team. I mean, we started the year off, we were 10-0 to start the year. And kind of conference play was kind of our downfall. We kind of lost some tight ones in conference, but I mean, played a lot of good games, honestly. We lost to Middlebury, who was one of the better teams in the nation that year, in overtime at home. Lost to Wesleyan at home. All close games. Those were like one-possession games. So we were good my freshman year. We were talented. I mean, our record might not have showed it. But, you know, we were kind of just below breaking that cusp, you know, of getting to be a really solid winning team. And then, yeah, my sophomore year last year, yeah, I mean, we just had a lot of – again, we have a really talented team, a lot of good players. And I think what happened my freshman year was, you know, we had guys that – you know, I think everyone was a little confused on what their roles were and, you know, how they were going to fit into those roles. And I don't think our sole objective was always winning. And, you know, that was the whole team, myself included. I think everyone was just a little all over the place. And I think last year we really, you know, made a pact to, you know, make sure that everyone's on the same page, that we're going to win games and do whatever it takes. And we had so many guys bought in from top to bottom last year, my sophomore year. I mean, we went 10 deep, same thing as this year. So we got a lot of dudes who make plays for us on both ends of the floor. And then same thing this year, you know, we had, again, a really talented roster, a lot of great players. I mean, we got players all throughout who've been on the bench who haven't played a lot of minutes that would be killing at other schools. But they still come to practice every day, and they bring it, and they make everyone else around them better. And, they're, you know, we got some gym rats on the team too. Like I said, some guys who might not play as much as they should or they want to, but, you know, stay bought into, you know, winning games. And, you know, it's hard, you know, some days it's hard to come every day to practice and bring it when you're not playing. But we got dudes who do that day in, day in, or day in, day out. And that stuff makes a huge difference. I mean, I can't say enough about, you know, everyone on our team from top to bottom.
For sure, dude. I mean, you're talking about hard work. And also you're talking about like this 5-in, 5-out. Like, I remember last year, like, obviously, like, we played Trinity first round, and, like, you know, we were only playing, like, I think, like, six or seven guys at the time. But then you see Trinity, like, KJ, like, they have a five, like, their next five, like, their bench could probably start on a team in the EA or anywhere, probably, totally. Honestly. So, you guys, it's crazy. I mean, and I hear about the work you guys do in the weight room.
like Trev tells me about it. I remember coming out of shoot around before the Trinity game, and Will Dorian, I think, was going to the gym, and like he was about to go get a lift in, I think. Probably.
Yeah, that dude's psycho.
So it's just like that's what contributes, bro, to the overall, you know, success of the program. And I'm wondering, like you said, you guys 60 wins in 2 years, but you guys lost in the Final Four last year, which it was obviously a great year, but you guys won the Natty this year. So what do you think kind of separated, you know, those two teams?
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, I think part of it was just, you know, having that experience. I mean, it makes a big difference when you get to play. I mean, for all of us, that was last year losing to Trine. That was easily the biggest game we played in. And, you know, I think for myself included, a lot of us just weren't, I wouldn't say weren't ready for it, but, you know, it just, it kind of, you know, we got punched in the mouth and it stunk. But, you know, I think thinking, you know, using that as motivation in the offseason, I know I didn't play my best game. I know we didn't play our best game as a team. But kind of keeping that, you know, having that chip on your shoulder, knowing that, you know, yeah, we were great, but when it came down to it, that's kind of how our season ended. And just keeping that in the back of my mind. I mean, I know I had one coach who kept, he'd always clown on me for the trying game and workouts whenever I started hitting, just to keep me grounded a little bit. And you know, it's true. I mean, I think you think back to moments like that, and it really does. You remind you of a time when, you know, things might not have gone the way you wanted, and you know, you work to change that outcome if you get that opportunity. And you know, again, very thankful that our squad stayed super together this year to have that chance. And you know, I think getting back this year, you know, just having that game under your belt, you know, not having to worry about the whole Final Four experience, you know, you get all this new gear. And you know, that, like last year, that was our first time like flying as a team even. So I think just like stuff like that, you know, those are big experiences too. I don't want to discredit those, you know, like those are some equal to playing on the court. You know, you guys know those are some of the better memories you'll have, just traveling and being around, being on the bus even. And so you don't want to overlook that. But I think knowing where we were last year and getting back this year, just looking at it as, you know, a straight up business trip, to go and get some stuff done. And, that's what we did. And, you know, I think again, it's just everyone staying grounded. And look, you know, we're not the same team as last year. We lost three great seniors who were all great players, but even better, you know, leaders and people for our program. But, you know, having that opportunity and having that experience too, you know, we had, you know, Dorian's guy who's been around me, you know, Drew played 3 years, Tristan sophomore. So, you know, and even off our bench, we had a lot of guys who have been around. And, you know, having that experience is, I think it's a big advantage, obviously. I mean, it's just human nature. I mean, you get to play in the same place twice, you're going to be better off, I think.
Yeah, I feel that, bro. Congrats to y'all. I mean, I know exactly how you feel. Like, first time getting that new gear, flying, and your eyes all wide. You're like, damn, I'm feeling like an NBA player right now. But round two is like, now it's strictly just I'm trying to get that hardware. And you guys were calm the whole game. Like, it wasn't an easy game, but
yeah,
we're going to talk about this, but you hit the biggest shot because you were just used to that moment. So I definitely understand what you're talking about. But I want to talk about this season a little bit because, I mean, you guys, not an up and down season, 30 wins, but I remember, like, to start the year, there was a lot of buzz behind Trinity. And then there was a stretch where you guys lost to Babson, you lost to Williams, and you lost to Wesleyan. And yeah, I remember seeing on, like, Twitter or hearing people say, like, Trinity's kind of falling off. We don't know how far they can go. So I was just curious, like, what was that stretch like and how did you guys kind of rally behind that? Because after that, I think you guys won 15 straight.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I mean, that stretch was honestly pretty crucial to our success too. You know, you never want to lose games, but, you know, undefeated is a really hard thing to do. Any level, no matter how many games you're playing. I mean, it's just hard. You know, it's just those wins start adding up and that zero – it looks cool on the record, but every game you're getting everyone's best shot. And, you know, it's just hard. You don't see many teams going undefeated. So, you know, and I'm not going to say we were happy we lost, but I definitely think it was a good thing for us looking back on it. You know, the Babson game really was just a crazy game. That's probably one of the most hectic games we played in this year. I mean, they put up like almost 100 points on us, which never happens. But that was a double OT game at their place. Crazy crowd, all sorts of Trinity and Babson people there, honestly. And, you know, we lost. I mean, they beat us. But it was a good game. It was back and forth. I think Williams was the same thing. I mean, we shot horribly. I think we were like 4 for 32 from three against Williams. Yeah,
but once you guys score like 50 that game?
Yeah, 51 points. And, you know, we still had a chance to win the game, which I thought That's was crazy. Honestly pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And then the Wesleyan game, same thing. I know I didn't play my best that game. And Wesleyan kind of took it to us. That was in our gym. But I think all three of those losses, you know, we learned a little bit about ourselves. I think the Babson game was, you know, we got to get stops. I mean, you're not going to win a game giving up 98 points. Just not going to happen. Williams game, like I said, you know, that kind of showed us that, like, look, we got to rely on our defense. Obviously, you need to hit shots. But, you know, you hold teams to 56 points, you're going to win most times. And, you know, a couple plays here and there. You know, we win that game, but I think that reminded us that, look, even if shots aren't falling, you know, we still have a chance to win games if we really just clamp down and rebound the ball. And then, like I said, that Wesleyan game, I think that kind of just lit a fire under us. I mean, one, just like the rivalry versus Wesleyan, but two, like I said, they kind of took it at us in our gym, and I think we knew we had to get them back for that. And you know, we wanted to play as tough as we could for the rest of the season. That was kind of our MO. I think we were just a tough, gritty team that you know, got stops on defense and shared the ball on offense, and you know, that's kind of what prevailed for the rest of the season. But yeah, I think those three losses all kind of taught us different things, but you know, I think we learned from them and then use that as a motivation going forward. I remember that practice after we played 2 days after that Wesleyan game against Bridgewater State. We won by like 26. But that practice after I think it was Saturday game, practice Sunday, game Monday. That Sunday practice was one of our like most physical, intense practices of the year. And I think that kind of goes to, you know, the way our coach gets us going. Coach Cosgrove, great, phenomenal coach. But, you know, I think, you know, a lot of teams might, you know, take it a little light that day, you know, playing after a game, day before a game, whatever. But we really get after it all the time. And I think that kind of set I think it started with that practice. You know, I think our winning streak started with that practice, really, where we got after it. We got after it. That's about all I'll say, but we got after it, and that definitely fueled some fire for all of us going forward. And I think that you know, was a message that looked like, you know, if we lose, we're going to lose, but we're going to be the tougher team every time. And I think that prevailed in a lot of our games going forward.
Right. It's definitely cliche, but like the saying is, like, if you learn from your losses, then like they're not really losses, and that kind of what you're talking about. But I know a few people that know Coach Cosgrove, like coaches, and they all tell me like there's a little bit of an edge to that guy. So I could definitely see that. And you see it on the court too with you guys. Yeah. Like, you guys are all over the glass. You guys play hard as hell. So, I mean, it might be like traditional way of coaching, like yelling at guys or something like that, but it definitely paying off for you guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I mean, he's a great coach. He's a winner. And the way what he's done for our program in general, since he's been here, has really elevated Trinity into the national spotlight and, you know, gotten us to be able to compete in games like that. I think, I mean, you watch his demeanor. I mean, he's someone who's really just so caught up in competing. He never sits during games, which a lot of people, like, probably don't notice. But, like, he really is just so caught up in the game that he doesn't even have time to sit. And then I mean, I think even after, I mean, this is crazy. After we won the Final Four game against Elite Eight game against Catholic to go to the Final Four, I mean, he didn't even cut down the nets. Like, he didn't even want to cut. He said these aren't the nets we want. And you're not going to find many coaches any level that'll win a sectional championship and not cut down the nets. But he stood on business and he said we wanted those nets in Fort Wayne and we went and got them. I think that's just a nice, you know, testament to kind of the type of coach he is, but also the type of person he is. I mean, he's just as tough as they come, and you know, he's probably as relentless a worker as any of our guys. I mean, he sits in his office watching film all day. I mean, all day, and he goes out recruiting. He's doing everything, and so he's, you know, he's kind of you know, obviously the head of the program, but you know, he gets us fired up to play day in, day out, and obviously he's a great coach.
Yeah, shout out to Coach Cosgrove. But you mentioned like going to Fort Wayne. You talked about it was a business trip, but I kind of want to talk a little bit more about it because you guys were going. The Final Four was two NESCAC and two UAAs, and that's a heavy debate in itself. But you guys were matched up against the NESCAC team, so a lot of familiarity with you and Wesley. And you talked about the rivalry. You guys beat them in the NESCAC championship, if I'm not mistaken. But they beat you guys in the regular season, so it's like a lot of tension going into that game. So I'm kind of curious, like, what your mindset was going into the Final Four, especially knowing like we're about to see Wesleyan for the third time.
Beat them at Wesleyan too for the chip.
Yeah. Well, we knew that. I mean, we just beat them in their gym like 3 weeks before for the conference title. So we knew they're coming after us. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, let alone it being a Final Four game. I mean, they're trying to get it back for sure. And they're a really good team. I mean, they're well coached. Obviously, Joe Riley, like you said, went to Trinity. But they got a lot of good players. And they're a good team. I mean, they beat us earlier in the season. But, you know, I think our mindset was, you know, it honestly was kind of nice playing a familiar opponent. Just because a lot of time you see in the tourney, you know, teams get matched up with teams that just play different play styles that you're not really used to. And that's kind of where the upsets and stuff happen. You know, I know like Redlands this year, they beat tough, but you know, they get up and down probably as good as any team in the country. And, you know, you don't play teams like that. I was thinking a team like Grinnell, you know, Grinnell's kind of a scary first round matchup because
yeah, I was thinking
you're not playing any other team like that in the country. And, you know, they make you play their game. There's nothing you can do about it. But, you know, I think, you know, we kind of knew what we were getting into. We knew, look, this is a good team that's going to, you know, come after us, and we got to make it a war. That's kind of what we did. I think, you know, winning that NESCAC chip kind of gave us some things logistically and schematically, you know, that we saw in film that, you know, I thought, you know, what we needed to do to win. You know, as good as they are, I don't think they're a great three-point shooting team. So we kind of tried to, you know, just make sure we keep them in front and make them take tough shots over us. And, you know, that's, you know, Coach Cosgrove does as good as anyone of game planning. And, you know, I think not overcomplicating things, but, you know, making sure it's something where all the players understand it. Players, you know, in practice, in scout, are going through those things and, you know, really paying attention to detail like that. And, yeah, I think playing Wesleyan again was something that, you know, we look forward to, honestly. I thought it was pretty cool that, you know, we got to – I mean, a little cool. I mean, some of us were, like, really, like, come on. Like, we got to go to Indiana to play these guys. and it was the same thing last year. We played Tufts three times last year, too, and it's like, dude, like, we wanted to play some – I mean, I'm glad we got to play NYU, but, like, you know, we want those opportunities to play UAA teams, too, and stuff, and play different just teams that we don't play. Yeah. But, you know, it's not our choice for the matchup. So, you know, we're going to go out there and play regardless of who it is. Yeah. And, yeah, we look forward to that game definitely. And I think, you know, winning that game was huge just from, like, a confidence perspective for the team, just getting over that hump. Because I think had we lost, you know, losing in that same game 2 years in a row is brutal. And so just getting that win, you know, that and I think that allowed us to play free and easy in the NYU game and, you know, really just go out there and compete.
Word. I want to talk about the NYU game now, bro. And the game was wild, like back and forth. Clearly, two of the top two teams in the country, and it was showing. But you were scoreless in the first half. And in the second half, you finished with how much, 15?
Something like 14, maybe, something like that, yeah.
So you definitely bounced back. But I'm kind of curious about one specific play. It was one of the last possessions, and I stood up, I think, three times during the possession. So one of your teammates shot, airballed. I stood up for that. And then you guys got the offensive rebound. I thought he had an easy put back. It got blocked. Yeah. So the ball came out to you. I want to hear about the three, like when you were receiving the ball. I want to hear when you released it. Did you think it was going in? Just talk to me about like that whole play in general.
Yeah, I mean, that play was crazy too, just being on the court. I mean, I thought Trevor was going to have a wide open layup, and then Zay Freeney came out of nowhere, blocked it, and then luckily Drew was right there. And, you know, I kind of started backpedaling on defense after I passed it to Will, and I just found myself kind of in the right slot, just by the logo, and started, you know, running my way towards the line. And Yeah, I mean, Drew kind of saw me immediately and just tossed it to me. And, I mean, that's a shot. I mean, honestly, that shot was I mean, I like to think I make that more times than not. I mean, that's just an inside-out step-in three and honestly a great look. And I'm thankful my teammates trusted me as much as they did throughout the game, you know, to make plays. And, you know, Drew obviously found me. But, you know, really the whole game, my teammates kind of kept me in it confidence-wise. You know, I always believe in myself, but, man – so many guys just kept telling me to keep firing, keep shooting, and kept swinging me the rock too. I mean, it's one thing for dudes to say it. It's another thing for dudes to keep passing me the ball. And you even see in the video, I mean, Drew passed me the ball and he started running back like he was already in the bucket. Mm-hmm. So I think that just speaks to like the type of bond that we have with our team, trusting one another and, making plays for each other. I mean, I don't get that shot if Trevor isn't there for that offensive rebound, if Drew isn't there for that rebound, if Drew doesn't swing the rock. And, you know, that shot was great. I'm glad I hit it. But really the whole game, I mean, our team just played a great game. I mean, like you said, two of the best teams in the country. You know, we went at it. We made it a rock fight, and it was, you know, it was a great basketball game, back and forth the whole way. And like I said, our team was able to prevail.
Dude, I mean, I feel like throughout the tournament, you know, watching your games, like, it's just different guys, like, kind of stepping up for those big moments, bro. Like, that kid, Drew, it is his name, Drew, right?
Yeah,
Drew, like, bizarre. The NESCAC chip, he was bugging.
Yeah, the three, yeah.
He was bugging like that. Like, Jarrell was locking up shit.
And really, that's kind of been our MO all year is, you know, it's always been about our team. It's never been about one guy. I mean, like I said, I mean, I hit that shot, but, you know, I didn't shoot it great. I thought, you know, I did some things on both ends to, you know, kind of keep myself going. I didn't shoot it great. But, like, again, I mean, I'm not there without my teammates instilling that confidence in me. And my teammates were only playing. I mean, Jarrell was, I mean, a monster in that game. I mean, talk about tough finishes. He was making seem like damn near everything that he could get up on the rim. And yeah, he's a monster. I mean, he definitely deserves MVP for that game. I mean, what he was doing on offense. I mean, 9 for 13 from the field is just – and on tough shots too. I mean, that's just
– yeah,
just special. But really our whole team, I mean, I think everyone. You know, the unselfishness of guys like Drew and Will. You know, we got a lot of guys who like you said, would be starting or playing, taking X, Y, Z many shots, doing this, that at other schools. But we got guys who, you know, are committed to winning and, you know, will give up and sacrifice a lot for that. And, you know, I think it paid off in the end. I mean, I think
hell yeah,
for everyone, you know, being a part of a team and, you know, winning is better than any individual accolade you can achieve. And I know for me, you know, winning a national championship is better than any individual honor I'll get for, you know, for probably as long as I live.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that's a forever stamp, bro, in D3 for real. So definitely should be proud of that, my guy. I know you're talking a lot about, like, you know, your teammates trusting you and putting confidence in yourself, bro. But I want to talk about you for a sec, my boy. And we're going to end it with this last question. So, like, I know some guys. So I know Trev. I know Ethan McEachern. Like, he was there at Trinity for a year. I think, were you there the year he was there?
I came the year after.
The year after. All right. So, but – you know, they tell me, bro, that, like, you're one of the hardest workers, you know, like, you're always getting up shots, you're doing skill work, and, like, you know, playing against you last year, like, that's a lot of your bag. I mean, you're hitting tough shots. Obviously, like you said, you're hitting threes, but you could tell, like, you put in the work, you know, for this opportunity, bro. So I just want to hear, like, what has been your motivation to work so hard? Like, I want to know that side of Henry Vedder, bro.
Yeah, well, I think one is just the confidence aspect. I think the only way to be confident in yourself is to, you know, put in the work. And, you know, I mean, part of the reason guys are telling me to shoot it is because they know I can shoot it, but they also know I put in a lot of hours, you know, to perfect my craft, and, you know, or at least try to. But I think, you know, just, you know, trying to be the best possible player that I can be. And I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, I've done everything every single day that I possibly could have. But, you know, I think for the most part, you know, I've put myself in a position where I'm going to do what I need to do, in order to be the best possible player I can be, in order to be the most confident I can be in myself. And like you said, a lot of that's just staying after practice, shooting, but it's a lot of the other stuff. I mean, I think one thing that was big for me this year was just staying healthy and keeping my body intact. I put a lot of hours in the ice bath this year. I'm not going to sit here and act like I loved it every time. I mean, I hated it. Some of those winter days getting the ice bath when it's cold downstairs already is brutal. But I did it because I knew it was going to help my body and it was going to help my legs feel better on game day and stuff. So I think just little things like that, you know, obviously you want to put in the work on the court, but just keeping yourself, you know, you got to, you know, they say availability is the best ability, you know, you got to be able to play. And you also want to feel good while you're playing. And then, you know, that comes down to like our strength coach is so good. Bill DeLong is such a good dude. But he does a lot of stuff with us. Honestly, in his like spare time, not even, you know, in our scheduled team lifts and whatnot. I mean, he came to Indiana and he's given dudes like pregame exercises. He's running dudes through pregame workouts to make sure our bodies are, you know, we got good blood flow in our bodies. And then he's there after the game running recovery lifts and stuff like that. And same with we got a great trainer, Mike Groves, who, I mean, really that's what I'm talking about though. Is like our whole program from top down is everyone's just bought in, committed to doing what we can to win. And that, you know, I know for me, that's what I mean, like I said, I want to hit shots so that we can win. And so that's why I go in the gym and I stay after practice and I shoot, cause that's the only way I know how to, and that's, you know, it really is, there's no easy other way to put it. You know, you just got to put in the work to get there. Like I said, I mean, that shot I hit that Drew swung to me, I mean, I've hit that shot hundreds, thousands of times, literally before every game, I make two in a row from the logo. And, you know, I think it was pretty cool for me to hit that because I think a lot of people know that that's a shot that I take pretty often. And again, that's why my guys trusted me. And I can't say enough about everyone on the team. Really just, you know, giving me confidence throughout that game to keep firing, And I think the reason I had confidence in myself to keep firing is because I know I've been there before, but I've also put in a lot of time on my own to try and be the best jump shooter I can.
Yeah, bro. Respect to you. The work definitely gonna always show. Big time shot, but like you said, you practiced that. That was nothing for you. But congrats on the natty, bro. Keep living it up and rooting for the best for you moving forward, bro.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on for sure.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Not Even D2.
Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter. That's the best way to support the channel.
And all episodes released on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. That's going to do it. And we'll see you next week on Thursday.
Yo, bro, that was a fire episode.
OD.